Hey, Bears fans, this is Cole Wright from Marquee Sports Network. Now, we know you can never get enough Bears, so join us Tuesday for Bear Essentials, a recap of this week's Bears action and analysis of the week ahead. Then, we'll re-air this week's Bears game at 7 o'clock on Marquee Sports Network.
This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home.
Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
All right, today is the first day of the 10th annual Waddle and Sylvie Holiday Parody Song Contest. I'm going with it. Someone said that they remember us doing it in 2011, so 10th it is.
All right, let's just go with the 10th.
10th annual.
Yeah, and website, this is the new way to enter your holiday parody song. It's open.
It's the kids. It's what the kids are doing. Websites. The internet.
Just go to the site. No emailing of Dalla or Mella.
Sitting in their basement smoking pot.
Yeah, don't call
making websites.
We talked to, guess what? I got on the phone. I said, hey, Al Gore, guess what? I need an internet. And he's like, okay, I'm making one for you. And they made it.
Boom, made it.
Made the internet for
made
us.
Made it up.
He goes, what do you want me to call it? I said, ESPNparody.com.
Internet.
Done.
And
cool.
So the website to enter your song is ESPNparody.com. ESPNparody.com. You'll get a confirmation that we have received your song. We will play you entries throughout these upcoming days. Get to work right now. There is so much material out there. So much with the Bears changes, everything
somebody
like
sent
that.
In. Didn't somebody send in a question? What if they drop an F-bomb in
the
entry?
Yeah, someone tweeted. Listen,
we'll bleep them out.
I'm not going to edit your songs for you. Like, if you're like, hey, I messed up this part. I need you to fix this, this, this. I'm not a musical engineer. I did do one semester of musical engineering at Columbia University College. I'm not a musical engineer
perfect
by
fit
trade.
Perfect for you.
Yeah. Yeah, perfect. It was great. I actually dropped out of DePaul to go there. So there you go. Go Demons.
There you go.
But yes, if you do swear, we will bleep it for you.
Yeah, of course.
Because you don't have the means.
We can't play it.
If you do, please bleep.
Right.
If you know how to do it, bleep it. If not,
we'll bleep it for you.
Do we have in the rules this year a time limit on the songs?
Those are not in the rules, I don't think.
Okay,
no.
So
it's
now.
It's a suggestion.
It's a suggestion.
It's a suggestion. We've always preached this.
Less is more.
Less is more. Don't, if you're going to give us 40 seconds of stuff for a great line coming up in the 48th second, that's not going to catch the ear. Come out strong. The shorter, the better. Now, if it's a minute and a half of glorious stuff, by far, go. But don't get too cute. Don't be a Matt Nagy. You know?
Yeah,
less
no, you're
cute,
right.
More nasty.
Yeah, listen, I'm sure there's a few Andy Reids out there that could give us a minute and a half.
Oh, listen.
And every second is glorious. And I'm sure there's also some Adam Gases out there that'll give you a minute and a half of nothing.
With Look, crazy eyes. Yeah.
As the Simon Cowell of the judging here, because Chris and I have to listen to all of them, he's more of the, I don't want to call him a Paula. Because he wants to let everybody in.
Is he Randy?
It's Randy.
Likes everyone. Oh,
No, Randy sometimes. Paula likes everybody. Paula wanted everybody to go through.
Right.
What about the new cast? You're not watching the new show?
I don't know what that is.
Don't they have new judges now?
It's, it's Katy Perry,
Luke Bryan.
I'll be Luke Bryan.
And Lionel Richie. You want to write awful country songs? Yeah. You go right ahead.
Good.
I can't even.
One margarita, two margarita, three
margarita, four.
There's like eight different shows like American Idol right now. The Voice, right? Who's the person in the mask?
Oh, there's 10 things in masks right now.
Singer. The Masked Singer.
So you think you can mask?
I'm watching The Undoing. I'm not watching the other stuff.
Okay, so anyway, my suggestion to you is this. Is we get a lot of these, and they're very okay. The ones where you just list things, where you're like, hey, this happened, and the Bears did this, and then the Bulls did this, and then you know what I'm talking about? Like, we get a lot of the songs where it's just you're giving me information of stuff that has happened to the tune of Jingle Bells or something. Be funny. Don't just tell. I know what happened. I watch the news. I'm here. Don't just tell me things. Be creative. Be funny.
Yes.
Give us a hook. The news.
Yeah.
Give us a hook like all good songs. When has anyone in your life ever said to you, give us your best 45 seconds? That's what we want.
Let that go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
By the way, considering this, I started this weekend teaching myself to play guitar.
Yeah,
Walt's
got his own song.
I bought three
Ten
books.
10 years in the making.
You shredding yet?
No. Right. I'm learning the basics, but I had to stop because my fingers were so
just you gotta count those up.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be like Dragon Force before we're done with this.
We got to get some musicians on then to help you.
Well, let me get the basics.
To get some musicians.
It's going to take me a while to just get the basics. And by the way, I'm learning on an electric guitar, and I'm left-handed.
Yeah, someone in the Twitch chat makes a good point. It's twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Why are you reading books? It's all on YouTube now. You watch tutorials
videos.
On YouTube.
I'm going to, but I'm starting, for me, I've started with just the basics in a book. So
that's fair. You do you.
Right,
we all learn differently.
Exactly.
Some of us learn better at
I'm
Columbia.
I'm not shredding.
Some of us learn better at Boston
That's
College.
That's right. Listen, you know what I'm doing? I'm doing it in a remedial fashion.
Yeah.
Like if I was doing it in some advanced fashion, I'm not there yet.
So you're at the College of Lake County for guitar players.
I am at the College of Lake County for guitar players, and that's just fine.
You're the Mitch of guitar players right now.
I am the Mitch of guitar players. So don't ask me to play a Van Halen solo when I'm barely finding my way around the chord chart.
Play me some Hot Cross Buns.
I can do that on a recorder.
Yeah.
I could do that right now on a recorder.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
So we have our first submission.
We do?
We have our first submission.
The Holiday Parody Song Contest is all brought to you by our great friends at Miller Lite. American Sale, which is a great store. They've got all the Christmas trees up and everything like that. Now, your Chicagoland Toyota dealers, Toyotathon's going on. Lou Malnati's Pizza. Did you know that Cap's wife works at Lou Malnati's?
She's in charge of marketing, yes.
And Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey.
Well, you know the contest is going to get screwed.
Yeah, it's going to get a little weird.
All right, we have a submission already.
His eligibility is up for debate because of the way he submitted it, but we will play it anyway, and you guys can judge if he's eligible or not. This is called Little Punter Boy.
They told me pa-pa-pa-pun-pun. Our new QB, they'll see pa-pa-pa-pun-pun. Big arm, big slow feet, pa-pa-pa-pun-pun. My genius brain, it cave, pa-pa-pa-pun-pun, pa-pa-pun-pun, pa-pa-pun-pun. Pace, you f***ed it up, pa-pa-pa-pun-pun. We can't handle a stunt. Pa-pa-pa-pun-pun. You can throw left, poor boy, pa-pa-pa-pun-pun. Coach, re-disown me now, pa-pa-pa-pun-pun. Fourth and one, Patterson, pa-pa-pa-pun-pun. Pa-pa-pun-pun. Pa-pa-pun-pun. Shall I erase be you, pa-pa-pa-pun-pun, from my Denny's menu?
That's Carmen DeFalco, right?
That is. He's not eligible to win. But yes.
Carmen Yurko.
Yes.
I would say that is a slow developing play, like a Matt Nagy play, like an end around, you know, to Patterson. Very slow to develop.
But you got
maybe
6.5 yards.
Good.
Yeah.
Wow. Harsh critics. Shout out to Carmen. That was a good song.
You know, it's a good start.
Job,
I'm just telling you this parody song contest has developed so much where it's got to be good. You know, it's just a slow, long song right there.
Don't bring the weak sauce, okay?
And I thought we were going to get
Carm,
a rhyme.
Not Carm, but others out there.
He took that rhyme out, just so
did?
You know.
Oh,
yeah.
He was thinking about putting in and he
thought it was a little too harsh. So
I thought maybe that is low.
A little too personal. Call someone that.
All right, let's take some calls. So again, The Holiday Parody Song Contest is on. It starts today. Email your song entries to ESPNparody.com. Alex in South Carolina, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Alex.
Hey, guys. I'm calling from Greenville. And I've been a lifelong Bears fan as well as a lifelong Clemson fan. I was here when we were bad. And, the biggest thing I'm wondering is what the biggest program changer for Clemson was and is Dabo. And, I know you just can't pick up guys off the street and expect them to be good like the Bears have been doing, how Clemson mucked in with Dabo. But I'm just looking around. We never are in contention to go find a guy that like, oh, wow, the Bears made a huge move. They got, let's say the impossible. Oh, wow, the Bears are trying to get Bill Belichick out of New England. They just backed up the Brinks truck, said, Bill, whatever you need, we got it. I mean, we're never in those conversations. And it just POs me to death. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. I mean, it just sickens me to go ahead and hear this. And we're never in contention to get a program building guy. We're always looking for the scrap. Bill Lazor, I mean, that guy was thrown out of Cincinnati. And you think, oh, wow, that's going to be the new offensive guru to go ahead and take us through. We're never, like, Lincoln Riley, like, that's a young coach who's doing some things down in Oklahoma. It's a down year, but, that's a big name. We're never in contention for that. We're, like, in contention for, like, Jim Bob Cooter, the old offensive Lions coach. It would not surprise me if they picked him up off the street and said, here's another Nagy. Here's another Nagy. There's so many Nagy's, so many guys that just don't have a clue. I mean, it's a jumble word salad of like, oh, our guys had the best practice, in the world. They're not execute. I mean, I've never heard so many buzzwords since Butch Jones over at Tennessee. Oh, we're going to be calling ourselves the champions of life. And, we're just trying to be a big meme. I
wonder if during the best week of Mitch's practice or the best week of practice for Mitch, did he practice running out of bounds for a 3-yard loss instead of actually throwing the ball into the stands?
Yeah.
Like,
that's just when you know he just doesn't have it. Like, there are those plays like that. And again, it's not all his fault. I'm just telling the truthers that they're holding on to this, that they think he's riding in. Like, there's a side to the media, too, where they're Mitch's guys. You know who covers the Bears, who are the Mitch crew. There's a weird dark internet there, too, where I tweeted
the
on the guys
net?
Mentioned.
Oh, they're in your mentions, too, Sylvie?
They're in a different dimension, Black. Yeah. I'm telling you about
It was
the ref's fault yesterday,
Oh, I saw that. Nothing like a blog boy who's putting out little videos about how the refs aren't making this fair. My Bears can't compete. Here comes the blue Leviathan.
Oh, 7 picks in 7 years. Here they come.
It's just, and I have nothing against him. He's a good kid. And like this pregame speech was really nice. It's cool.
Lord,
I'm glad he's back. He seems to be a hard worker, but. You know what? I'm knocking on the door, and no one was home last year.
Yeah, I mean,
would you think anyone's going to be home this year?
What did he think he? What word did he use to describe the blindsided? That
That was the other thing.
Like, I mean, again, I'm an advocate. I'd play him the rest of the year as well because I think he's a better option than Nick Foles. That tells you how bad I think Nick Foles has been, especially under these circumstances. But there's no wild theory that all of a sudden he's going to morph into something that is going to make him attractive next year. He's gone.
Mitch, they didn't pick up your 5th-year option. Mitch, they traded for Nick Foles because they all had a connection.
Yeah, there was no blindsiding
him. You're blindsided by that? By being benched when they didn't pick up your 5th year and they traded for a guy that they all had connections with? Come on, dude. It's just like the lack of awareness on the field when you're 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage and instead you just run out of bounds instead of, throwing the ball.
If you thought the first interception that I described was bad, how about the one that he threw into triple coverage when Allen Robinson was coming across the middle of the field on a dig route?
Yeah.
That's his problem. That is a Mitch problem.
And it's not all him, but it's just...
I'm just going to say...
No answer with him, no answer with Nagy, no answer with Pace, no answer with the president. It is time to clean house. We'll take your phone calls, 312-332-3776, coming up next.
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
That's five losses in a row for the Bears. We were talking about a 5-1 team at one point, but we all knew they were
massively flawed.
Can't
you just sit back and enjoy a 5-1 record? Jeez.
Yeah, they're 5-6 now. Mm. Detroit's coming to town. I mentioned they have the race with the Lions.
And think about what has fallen in their direction correctly over the last couple of weeks. Like, the entire NFC North lost during the bye week, right?
Right.
Last night, you got the Rams beaten by the 49ers. I don't know if that's good or bad. It brings the 49ers into the picture, but the Rams are down. Arizona lost in New England.
Yep.
Like, and I mean, you got a lot of help
from
a lot of people.
Tampa lost again.
Tampa lost last night. I mean,
it's crazy. Dan Weider tweeted this. He said, it's wild. The Bears and Lions both got trounced by the identical 41-25 scores this week, with a large national audience dialed in on their failure-filled performances. Both teams are now 4-6 this season since meeting in the opener. So think about it. The Bears won that game to go. What's that?
And the Lions cleaned house.
Well, right. And the Bears started 1-0. The Lions started 0-1. Since that game, both teams have gone 4-6 since then. They both lost by the exact same score. It's crazy.
Yeah.
This is the Lions. This is no better than the Lions, guys. This is no better than the Jaguars. This is no better than the Jets. The Jets are going to have Lawrence quarterbacking for them shortly. Gase and Dowell Loggins will be a distant memory for them soon. This is as bad as any team in the league right now with the distant future coming.
Well, listen, the Chargers are 3-8. Anthony Lynn's not going to survive this season as their head coach. But if you're a Chargers fan, you've got a quarterback that you're probably drooling over.
Yes, you are.
You've got a pass rusher in Bosa that you know is always going to play at a high level. I mean, you've got pieces to a puzzle on a 3-8 team that would leave you, I think, very optimistic.
Anthony in Florida, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Anthony?
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. I wanted to make kind of two points. Can you hear me okay?
Uh-huh.
So I want to question the narrative that I hear a lot of you guys saying that McCaskey and the family wants to win. I get it that they're spending money and everything, but as a family business whose that is their sole income, I don't think that winning is always a priority, because to me, it's in the action. It's not just saying it. Why, like I said, why is Pace still here after drafting Trubisky? I just don't feel that with everybody going to the stadium, not this year, of course, but all the money being spent by Bears fans, I think they're just sitting pretty. And if you happen to win every now and then, that's nice. But I push back on that narrative that they want to win. I don't think they want to win bad enough to say, listen, we need to change how we do things, because that's what they do. Same old thing.
This will be, Anthony, a good measuring stick this offseason. I think we're gonna find that out now. I truly believe, like, if George is sitting with Ryan Pace last year and Ryan Pace has screwed up the end position, the rush end, because Leonard Floyd didn't pan out in his second or third draft. And the tight ends haven't panned out because Shaheen and Burton, they broke injury-wise, and Deion Sims, all the people that Pace have brought in. Like, they give Pace money to go spend it on Robert Quinn. You know, that's a lot of money the McCaskies are taking on. Bad football decision now, yes. In retrospect, it looks like. Bad football decision to pay $9 million guaranteed to Jimmy Graham. You know, but I do agree that this will be another barometer on how much does George want to win.
Financially,
is he going to let bad decision makers continue to make decisions going into this offseason?
Financially, though, this team's worth what, $4 billion? What's the price? What is it? Is it $4 billion?
It's one of the top franchises in all of sports.
Okay, so if your asset's worth $4 billion and we're quote-unquote haggling over firing people whose collective salaries will cost you, let's say, less than $10 million. That is not going to, under normal circumstances, going to have any impact on decisions that are going to be made. So, like, I know what Anthony's saying, but I would suggest the opposite. Like, you're telling me that they're going to make money whether they win or they lose. That's just the reality of the NFL. Like, the national television contract, broadcast contract, delivered a check for like $270 million to every team before a ball was kicked off this year. Like, their asset is going to continue to appreciate with or without them being a consistent winner. My point to you is, while you say, well, winning isn't important because they're making money, if you were to change the people in the seats at these various spots, it's a negligible cost in a comparative fashion. So, like, I think you pointed out on the salary side, Sylvie, perfectly. Like, they're spending money for players,
right? Like, Khalil Mack is there. Like, you here's this franchise player in his prime that you have to give up draft capital and cash capital, and George is like, okay, let's get it done. And again, not all the moves are right, but they are spending. George just now has to, like, I will be really disappointed if he lets bad decision makers continue to make decisions going into 2021.
Yeah, and I would suggest to George, if he were to ask me, money can't be an issue here. And I get it. COVID has changed the landscape. Nobody's coming through the gates at Soldier Field. So there is an economic hit to it. But you do have a buffer in the television money that you're receiving. And sure, I just wouldn't let the cost of replacing people in these different seats, I wouldn't let that cost keep me from making those decisions, because it's, I mean, penny wise, pound foolish.
The Reinsdorfs were very loyal to Pax. They moved Pax off to the side. They didn't fire him. I just want Ted moved off to the side and out of football decisions. You know, the old man Wirtz was very loyal to Bob Pulford. Bob Pulford, when Rocky took over after the old man died, you know, he made sure he did business differently. It's time for George to stop leaning on his crutch in the team president.
Just reassign him.
Reassign him and surround yourself with better people. Mike in Bridgeport, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Mikey?
How are you today, guys?
Good.
We're good.
Listen, guys, I'm 64 years old. I lived in Chicago my whole life. I've learned to live with disappointment. It's not going to change, guys. I know you're talking about how over the offseason, I was that 10-year-old kid at one time. But I didn't have the – I believed in the Bears. I believed in what they were doing. But after like maybe 46 years, because, you know, I've watched the game, it's not going to change. You guys took some of my thunder about with McDonough. The owner had to die before a change came to the Blackhawks. That's not going to happen with the Bears, because it's going to be passed down to people who are making money, and they don't care if they win. And that's the way I feel. And I think I should be able to say that, because, I mean, I learned to live with disappointment. And, you know, to Mr. McCaskey, I got the NFL ticket. I watch other games more than I watch the Bears. And I know you guys are busy and a lot of calls, so you have a blessed and a happy
you too, Mike.
Christmas
Thank
for you,
Mike.
You and your family.
Good call.
Okay?
I appreciate the passion. Thank you. Ken is in Chicago Ridge. Kenny, you're on ESPN 1000.
Do you think if Mahomes was in Chicago with the offensive line the way it is, with the lack of running game, with Nagy and the new coach calling plays, that Mahomes had the numbers he currently
he'd
has?
He'd be better than what they have.
That's, but do you think he'd be the numbers he has?
But what's the – would he be better than what we have?
No, see, this is
that's
the argument.
That's the only
this
question
is the
that is valid.
This is the argument. The year they went to the playoffs and lost to the Eagles, they had one of the – they had a decent offensive line. They weren't where they are now. They weren't one of the best, but they were like 12th or 13th Football Focus metrics, okay? So they had a formidable offensive line. And if you believe in the butterfly effect starring Ashton Kutcher, that changes everything, because they probably win that game with Patrick Mahomes. They probably go on and maybe win the Super Bowl. That changes everything about this team. So don't tell me, I've been waiting for Ken to come on. Don't tell me this, oh, Mahomes wouldn't be good here, Watson wouldn't be good here. It changes everything. It changes the complete outlook of this franchise if they have Mahomes or Watson, because they don't make the same decisions that they have for the past 3 years.
Now, Ken, counter him. What do you got?
I just say that Mahomes wouldn't have the numbers he has today with the way the Bears are currently structured.
You're right. He probably wouldn't have 50,000 touchdowns.
He'd be better. Yeah, granted, he'd be better, but he wouldn't be the the numbers that he currently is having.
Okay, but like in our football universe, why does that matter? That Mahomes wouldn't have the same stats as the Bears quarterback as he does as the Chiefs quarterback. The only thing that matters is, would we be better off as a franchise with Patrick Mahomes as our quarterback? That's it.
Marginally. Oh, I say marginally.
Let me bring this up about Watson, okay? Deshaun Watson has gotten better this year without his head coach and without his number one receiver. They traded his number one receiver, and he got better. He hasn't thrown an interception in like 4 or 5 weeks.
He sacked more than groceries at your local Dominic's.
They can't protect him, and yet Deshaun Watson has gotten better.
Yeah.
Good quarterbacks are good quarterbacks.
And, yeah, and Trubisky's not a good quarterback.
No, he's not.
We know that. Yeah, we
agree
on that.
I agree. I was just wondering about what your thoughts were on that.
Yeah, no, Ken, listen, I'm not trying to belittle your perspective. It's just like that's a meaningless kind of thought that Patrick Mahomes wouldn't have the same stats as the Bears starting quarterback as he does with Kansas City. And I think, Sylvie, that's the perfect point about Deshaun Watson. Yeah. He doesn't have much around him.
Right.
I mean, that.
Right. I mean, it was like two of his wide receivers were out against Detroit. Kenny Stills just got released, didn't he?
Yes.
You know, David Johnson is out. They're using Duke Johnson. They have no running game. No running game in Houston. They have no DeAndre Hopkins. But yet, who's playing the best football of his career right now?
He's been sacked 28 times so far this year.
He's a stud. And what good quarterbacks do is they raise the game of everyone around
yes.
them.
Yes. Now, again,
that's what the good ones
Ken,
do.
I will not argue your premise if it is that Mahomes' stats here in Chicago would not be as impressive. But that really doesn't matter. The only question that needs to be asked and answered is, would you be better off as a franchise with Patrick Mahomes or Deshaun Watson than with Mitchell Trubisky or Nick Foles? That's really the only – is there any other question when it comes to discussing those other guys?
No.
It really isn't.
We rest our case. Yeah. All right, coming up next, Matt Nagy. For Matt Nagy, went off today and put out a warning to all of his players. We'll play that for you coming up next. And we also have the nuttiest story of the day.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
See what we're up to.
See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
All right, so Matt Nagy, it was really yesterday not much of a press conference. The first question in yesterday's postgame press conference, and Waddle, I did it again. I mean, I
went to the Matt Nagy press conference?
I just don't know when to say when. I can't check out right away. I wanted to see what he would do, what he would say. Would he be embarrassed? Would he cry? Would he get pissed at the questions? What was going to happen? So I'm like an idiot on Twitter waiting for the Bears press conference.
Did you just say, is he
going to
cry?
He did. You thought he was going to cry?
No, I don't know what's going to happen. So I'm tuning in. I'm just suggesting that who knows? I want to be there for whatever it's going to be. And it was really a nondescript. And all I did was delay my watching of, like you did, The Undoing, the finale yesterday.
And then I watched half of the third episode of Murder on whatever beach.
Beach Road?
Whatever it is. I forgot. Yeah.
I jumped in on that. I caught
Beach.
Up on that this weekend.
It's good.
And I watched it last night, last night's
you
episode.
Like it?
Did you know it's only 4 episodes?
I did not know how many, but I did.
I like these short series.
I do, too. I don't need 10 of them.
I figured this out quickly, then.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's... No. You're not going to get an answer.
So, anyway...
Oh, you're spoiling... You.
No, it's an unsolved mystery. What is it?
Don't give anything away.
I didn't Google anything. I don't know. It's a cold case. It's still out there.
You cut your microphone off in there. You had a great
moment. It's like
watching
unsolved mysteries and being like, what do you mean? They don't have an answer?
You earned so many high marks for your presentation to Ken, and then you just get canceled for everything.
There was an answer. You wouldn't need the documentary.
Last night I see, the final episode next week. I'm like, they better figure this out. This kid better figure this out.
It's better than these series that go way too long.
I'm with you, Sylvie.
10 episodes.
I'm totally with you.
You could have made this an hour and a half.
Like The Vow. The Vow, I quit after 3 episodes.
Enough.
It's just too long.
Dude's in prison. I know the deal.
So anyway, I'm watching Nagy, and then I didn't get to bed till 12:45 after The Undoing, and then I'm all wound up, so I couldn't fall asleep right away. So it was a short night. And
tap the wife on the shoulder? See if she was away?
I let her, not that I let her or have rules, but like we were debating, should she wait for me to watch it together? I go ahead. I'm an idiot. I'm watching these bad bears. You watch the
I did the same thing. My wife didn't want to, so my wife and three of my daughters was like, guys, I'm going to sit in here because I have to and watch this bad Bears football team. You guys don't feel obligated. Go watch the final episode of The Undoing.
So she did. We have not had a conversation on it yet. I'll save that for on the air for later. But I don't even know if she thought it was good or not. But anyway, so there was nothing in the Matt Nagy press conference. Today, a little bit better. But it is a lot of word salad. And today he put everyone on notice.
Whatever it is, I know this. We better wake our tails up. Every freaking coach on the staff, every player better wake up and start understanding where we're at. Have some personal pride. Have a freaking sense of urgency. Know where we're at. Have some pride into who we're playing for and why we do this. And then go find a way to win as a team. That's my challenge to every single person in that building this week is that. And so yesterday was flat out embarrassing. Our guys know it. I'm not telling you something they don't know. They know it. But we're gonna step up and all coaches, all players, and we got 5 games left. So for us, it's our own personal challenge as to where we're at and how we're going to do this thing. But that performance yesterday is ridiculous and can't happen. And obviously that starts with me.
I don't think the angry coach and butthurt quarterback presentation is really going to resonate. I don't at this point. Like Mitch,
no, that's
Mitch,
what I mean.
Yeah, when Mitch telling you that he was blindsided by the change and now Matt is angry after watching his team lose 5 straight coming out of a bye now. Like
Hey, we got to have pride and urgency. I believe the Bears do have pride. I believe the Bears have urgency. I just believe they have no solution offensively.
Yeah.
That's what it is. They don't have the skill players offensively. They don't have the right quarterback offensively. They don't have the right line offensively.
They don't have the right approach, scheme-wise.
The right approach.
Game plan.
It's not about pride. I'm sure Mitch and Matt and Foles, and they're all prideful. They're pros. They're not good enough, and that's why they all must move on. Today is Cyber Monday, and they all must go. I'm giving massive discounts on all Bears players today. Go online right now at buyabear.com. Eddie Jackson normally would be $199, okay? You can
Are
get
you selling?
Eddie Jackson, huh?
You selling everyone?
Every player, every person must go. This is Cyber Monday.
Okay.
Eddie Jackson, once priced at $199, you can buy today for
$49.99. Problem is, everybody's budget has been cut. So who's got the capacity to buy? Who's got the currency?
This is just a bit, Waddle. I'm not really selling them.
Okay,
Mitch is on sale for two cents.
Yeah, that, no.
Nick Foles you can have for 49 cents today on Cyber Monday.
Well, everyone's going to say no to 49 cents, and he's still on your books for $21 million. So that's not going to go well.
Robert Quinn, you have to.
I whiffed on that one. I thought that was a very nice addition.
Today I'm going to pay you to take Robert Quinn and his contract on Cyber Monday. Who else? Charles Leno, you can get him for $1.99 on Cyber Monday sale on the Waddle and Sylvie show.
Yeah, you haven't solved my problems.
Huh?
You did. That hasn't solved. You haven't. My problems aren't solved. They're just not. I mean, you're selling things that you aren't authorized to sell. So right now you're on the black market selling things that aren't yours.
Listen, finances are tough. I get it. Right now, if you buy a bear right now.
We're throwing a second one for free.
No, I'll throw in a finance guy. I'll throw in a Ted Phillips.
I'll just throw him in.
There you go. You can just take him. I don't need you. Just take him.
COVID got you down?
Yeah.
I've got an accountant who's been using his calculator up at House Hall for 35 years.
Used to live in my neighborhood. Great neighbor.
Yeah. Great neighbor.
Great neighbor.
And I'm telling you what, Ryan Pace right now for $9.99 on Cyber Monday, He comes with this awesome pomade, which will be fantastic. And he's got a sleuth outfit for those nights you're feeling a little bit frisky and you want to role play a little bit. And you want to pretend that he's dressing up and he's going to scout the Sun Bowl. Hey, what are you doing over here?
I'm scouting the Sun Bowl, kid.
Okay, you just got weird on us.
It's all weird. Come on.
Got weird. Like, this is all weird. Listen, they're like, I know it's at a reduced price. You still don't want it.
You still don't want it for $9.99?
No, like, I got a squirt. Hey, I got a squirt gun over here for $3. I don't want a squirt gun.
Listen, I get it. Toys are all the same. This Ryan Pace is not like a Ken doll, because this Ryan Pace comes with cojones.
Oh, yeah. He'll drop them right on the desk. It's going to be an awful decision.
Some say
he's
too much.
Drop them right there on the desk.
Mm-hmm. Some say too much.
With conviction.
Oh, yeah, and some will be fooled by it. Most won't. Some will.
Hey, take that.
And right now, for a limited time, just today, just for Cyber Monday, just today, the Ryan Pace cojones doll comes with margarita pitcher and nachos. Waddle spit up. Yeah! Waddle spit tank! Yeah!
It comes with a poster that says John Lynch sucks on it, too.
Oh my.
Cyber Monday sale, Waddle.
And this is on the back of, as well, non-Bears related, maybe the worst weekend of gambling in the history of the world, where nothing made any sense at all. Nothing.
I literally think I got one game right in the Sun Times. I think I picked one game correctly. I had the Bears and the points. You know I did. I took the Bears and the points.
I had the Raiders for my like it, love it. I had the Rams for just a taste. I've got this. I'm a Seahawks blowing this game tonight away from going pointless again this week.
We all like the Seahawks. You should rush to the table to oppo us.
Like everyone, oh, I had the Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah, look at that. That was a great pick. No, it wasn't. You got lucky as hell.
Yeah, I know.
You had no idea that Daniel Jones was going to get hurt in the first half. The only Cincinnati Bengals touchdown until the last minute of the game was a 100-yard touchdown kickoff return for a touchdown. Like, I can't handicap for that. I lost. I sound like I'm sour. I am sour.
You are sour.
I had the Giants minus six, okay? So don't tell me like, oh, you know, I was on the right side of that one because I knew that Cincinnati was going to hurt Daniel Jones was going to hurt himself.
The Vikings were going to win by more than a touchdown yesterday.
Oh, no, they weren't.
312-332.
This is breaking news. Powered by Points Bet Sportsbook on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Seems muted behind the glass, so maybe this isn't a huge issue.
According to Adam Schefter, the NFL is now pondering a third postponement for Ravens Steelers, so you won't be able to lose money on Tuesday night. The game already has been moved from Thanksgiving to Sunday to Tuesday and could be on the move again. The problem with this is Week 13 has Washington and Pittsburgh on Sunday and the Cowboys and Ravens a week from tonight. Those could be impacted by a third postponement to Ravens Steelers, according to Adam Schefter.
I'm telling you, it's getting bad to the point where I truly believe there will be an eighth playoff team in each conference.
Good thing the Bears are ninth.
We'll get to the nuttiest story of the day. Promise, we'll get to all of your phone calls. 332-3776.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Black and I were just having a conversation it started with Adam and I talking about Pittsburgh and Baltimore, whether or not that game, they want to get that game played because of seeding reasons, because the Steelers are undefeated, but currently the Ravens are not even in the postseason in the AFC, which led to my conversation with Chris that, hey, do you realize that the Cleveland Browns are 8-3? And what'd you say, Chris? They have the third best record in the NFL?
Fourth best record.
They're a sneaky 8-3 because they don't look 8-3.
No, but there's another example of what Stefanski has done to protect Baker Mayfield from himself.
Right.
And taken the ball away from him for a lack of a better phrase, which has helped the team.
They're using it.
They got a giant chub and they're using it, yes. They also have a Hunt who runs the ball quite well. And they've got some players up front that create space in said running game. I'm just saying to you, there's an example of a team that knows what they have and plays to the strength of the most important player on their roster.
Right.
Like, look what the 49ers did yesterday. They got 17 guys on injured reserve.
17 guys.
I mean, and that dude found a way to beat the Rams. And the Rams looked damn good the week before, didn't they?
Right. They're a tough team to figure out.
Look at what Sean Payton's doing with what's-his-face, Taysom Hill. Now, like, he was only 9 of 16 or something. But he's completely tailored his offense around the guy and his limitations and what he does. It's
just
coaching.
That was like an Army-Navy game. Wasn't that like an Army-Navy game?
Yeah, I mean, it was.
Isn't that the way they usually play quarterback in the Army-Navy game with Denver?
Pretty much. I thought it was. Listen, I think the kid, it was very admirable what the kid did.
Oh, yeah. They rewarded him. They tweeted about him. They gave him a game ball.
That seemed a little bit like, listen, that is truly a participation trophy right there. And I get it. But they lost 31-3. I've never heard in a scenario where they gave away a game ball to a member of the team that got beat 31-3.
He's an undrafted wide receiver who had to play quarterback.
Kendall
in his
Hinton.
First game, yeah.
Kendall Hinton.
They wanted their coach to play, just like I was saying with Nagy, but the NFL would not allow their quality control coach be their quarterback.
You know who I told the guys, you know who was the emergency quarterback back in the day?
You.
Yours truly.
Would you have been able to do better?
Wani hated me anyway at the end, so I was barely getting any run as a receiver.
Oh, Jesus, slow as hell.
But if you give me the opportunity to play quarterback for Wani's team, I would have loved it.
Would you have done better than Hinton did?
No.
In your prime, would you have done
better? No, because Hinton actually is, you know, I mean, had some athletic ability. I'd be a sitting duck back there. But I would have loved the opportunity.
Run the play, Tom.
Drawn up like this, Coach. Hey, the nuttiest story of the day is brought to you by Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey, A Night with Screwball.
And it's bound to get a little bit nutty.
I actually have two stories here for you. One is an odd one, and the other one is a bad attempt at robbery. So let's go with what's behind door number two first. A man attempts to rob a car wash with a potato chip bag. Authorities say a man tried to...
He have a gun in there or something?
Yeah,
like
he tried to rob a car wash in Northern California with an empty potato chip bag and an alleged handgun. Department of Safety said in a statement that the man entered Casey's World of Water car wash Friday night, dropped an empty potato chip bag on the counter, told the cashier to fill it with money, warning that he had a gun. Man gestured that the weapon was in the empty bag, but the cashier saw it held only a piece of cardboard. Called for some help from a coworker. Police say the other employee approached and the guy ran out.
Okay.
So that one was kind of a bad bad robbery gone wrong.
This is breaking news, powered by PointsBet Sportsbook on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
We've got action in the NFL, guys, as the Ravens and Steelers will play on Wednesday. No word as to whether or not
this
they will
Wednesday?
Then have to play again on Sunday and Monday. But I would say probably not.
And also, Wednesday until they get more COVID positive tests,
more,
right?
Until they get more
it's
tests
been scheduled for every day of the week.
Well, I mean,
it's been scheduled
eventually,
for what,
they'll just play this on a Sunday. Maybe not this Sunday.
Doubleheader.
There you go.
Let's play two. Come on.
Did you see San Francisco's now having to play their games in Arizona?
Yeah, that's crazy. That Santa Clara will not allow contact sports to happen.
Anyway, and you can check this out online. Sweet deal here. Drinking hot chocolate makes you smarter, a new study says. Do you like hot chocolate?
I would, yeah. I mean,
hot chocolate makes you smarter and a faster thinker, according to new research that you can check out online.
Is that chocolate's good for you? Why is that?
Cocoa, yes. I believe cocoa... is helping brain boosting. So.
Okay.
Yeah, drink hot chocolate, you'll be smarter.
312-332-3776. We'll take all your Bears calls. And there is one popular notion out there that people say a fan can do if they want change with the Bears. We'll share that with you in 2 short minutes.